In the Grip Podcast. I'm Josh Berry with my good buddy here, AJ Cooper. AJ, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Just sitting here. Just played 18 holes of simulator golf at Spirit Hollow. And how'd that go, Josh?
Well, it went pretty good for you. Lost 30, as Ryan Watson would say, units. But you know what? I played like shit. I deserve to get my ass kicked. And yeah, that is how it is. AJ, what'd you finish? 11 under?
14 under.
14. My God. So anyway, AJ shot 14 under. What do you all expect me to do? He gave me a lot of strokes, but apparently he didn't give me enough. So, and on this pod, we're just bullshitting, boys.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing scripted here. We're just kind of going to let it all out. Who knows what we'll talk about. And probably this one may not be rated PG.
Don't let the kids listen to this one, boys.
I would, if you're listening right now and there's kids around, I would probably hit, you know, just kind of shut it off for a while.
We say that, but you let your boys listen to it.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh.
No.
I thought Judah was a big fan.
Yeah, like, there's certain parts that I let him listen to. Oh, yeah, it's definitely like...
It's whenever I talk, you cut him out.
It's filtered.
It's filtered. That's probably a good idea. But you know what? You've been on my ass about you know, using the old F-bomb, but I think there's one person that was a guest on our pod that has more F-bombs than me, and I think you know who it is.
Oh, the record holder.
Who is that?
I mean, Knocker said more F-bombs than I even knew it existed.
And you know what? It started off harmless, and the more beer we drank, the more F-bombs that came out.
Isn't that amazing how that happens? Like, you know, everything's going good, and guys get a little loose-lipped, and all of a sudden F-bombs come out.
I bet he's on another podcast, though. You want to bet?
Yeah, we'll have him, for sure.
So in the background, what you boys are hearing is Michael Williams is playing Spirit Hollow by himself. He's going to get on the pod here and there, but Michael, come over and say something to the crowd here.
By the way, Michael Williams was our first guest ever, so he is a returning guest now, and he sits down after
a 295-yard drive. That is maybe as far as I can hit a golf ball.
Was it down the middle?
Oh, yeah. You can look at it right there. It's right on the right side of the fairway on number two on Spirit Hollow.
Excellent drive, Michael. All right, Michael, so you just got done playing Spirit Hollow. Also, how'd it go for you?
You know, unit-wise, pretty good. Golf game was hit and miss, but, you know, I wanted to take a picture because as a 16 handicap, I'd normally never beat anybody. And when they posted the score at the end, you know, there was one guy in among these three that I beat. Now, it wasn't the guy that shot 750 under par, but...
We haven't quite figured out who that is. We're going to go on with this pod. AJ, what you been doing, man?
You know, it's winter time. Working, of course. Trying to play a little bit of golf. That's indoor golf. I haven't hit a ball outside in a long time. But no, just, you know, just living life, just getting by each day. What about you?
Same stuff, man. Working. I played golf actually on Christmas Eve, which was last Friday. For Mosswood, man, there's a lot of people out there. We had three teams of four, and you know, we had several groups out there. John Long, Tyler Mudd, that was a group out there. Robert Dowell was out there. Marvin and Rod, they were out there. So for, you know, December 24th, we had a lot of guys out there playing golf.
It's crazy. I'm out there every day, but every single week there's been a lot of rounds played. There hasn't been a week where nobody played, which is unreal for this time of year. But even this week, Friday looks amazing. So I'm sure there'll be people out there playing golf once again.
Dad and I actually, I set a deer stand out. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, this week. But we drove by the golf course and there was like three trucks there. And it was Kyle Hayes, Bulig. I'm pretty sure it was Knocker's Boy. And I don't know, there was two or three more. Ryan Kendrick was one. And a bunch of young guys. And they were out there playing golf, and it was really close to dark, and they were on number nine, and they were all just kind of screwing around, chipping balls within 50 yards of the green on number nine. But that's the stuff you like to see, is you like to see them young guys out there playing golf, and it's, by that time, it's probably under 50 degrees. It's probably 45, 40 degrees outside. I mean, when you looked at them, they all had their hoods up and they were just kind of, you know, screwing around. But they've been playing golf all day, you would assume. So it's good to see them young guys get into it.
Yeah, and when you say all day, it was literally all day. They got there. I want to say they teed off at 9 a.m. that morning.
I bet they did.
Yeah, I mean, crazy cold when they teed off. But, yeah, they had a day of it.
They probably got some new golf clubs for Christmas and thought, yeah, let's go out and
exactly,
hit them.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened.
It's like I told you and Michael earlier is, you know, golf is getting big in Monroe. I mean, it really is, whether you want to believe it or not. I mean, we just got done talking. Jeremy Moss has a golf simulator in his garage now. Derek Adams has a golf simulator in his garage. Brock Eaters has had one for a couple of years. Obviously, Benson has this tremendous facility that we're in right now. We just got done playing 18 holes of golf of Spirit Hollow out here. And, you know, what a place this is. Obviously, most Monroe guys know how great it is. But
it's unreal.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's just it's crazy how golf is growing in Monroe. And these young, you know, Jerry bought a Skytrack and he let Logan take it to Columbia. You know, that's the cool stuff about it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and there's so many guys hooked right now. And that's another thing, even for the guys that don't have the simulators, there's some great resources for them because, hey, your buddy has one. So just hit him up, go hang out with him, go hit some shots. And I think it's the level of play we're going to see at Mosswood coming up too. It's going to change because these simulators, they work. Where we used to take 3 months off and put our clubs up and not touch them, and now we're playing golf for those 3 months, like, we're going to see some differences. And I really, really hope we start seeing it with the younger kids too.
And here's the thing with it. You don't even have to buy some, you know, great, fancy, you know, simulator. In my opinion, if you're just swinging a golf club, you're going to get better.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, even some of these really cheap radar systems or whatever that you get for $100 or, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to give you information that improves your
game. You're swinging a golf club, yep, man. Yep. And normally, like we talked about in December, January, February, you're not. I mean, what's the high for next Sunday? Like 18 degrees.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold. Yeah. Nobody's going to be at the golf course. Nobody's going to be swinging a golf club. If you can just swing a club, shit, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, everybody else that's not swinging the club, you just got better than them that day. So,
except for me, because I could hit this simulator 700 straight days, and I'm still going to be a 16 handicap.
Yeah, I mean, you can believe that in your mind or whatever, but that's not true. If you're out here hitting balls, you're getting better.
You just saw me play golf.
You shot 80. 80. When do you shoot 80? You never shoot 80.
Well,
at Spirit, anyways.
Mulligans.
So, all right, we're talking about Spirit. Let's talk about this Spirit trip. So, we just sat down. We talked about the Spirit trip for next year. So, right now, Michael and Ryan Watson kind of playing this deal. They kind of organized this whole deal. And so, we had 20 guys go last year. We're assuming all 20 are in. We've heard from 19 of the 20. And then we got four more. Well, we're assuming we're going with 28 this year.
Yeah, it's really crazy to think about because the original Spirit Hollow trip was in 2011. Now, there were some backouts because of farming and whatnot. There were four. Four on the original trip. Now, the 2012 trip was at Blue Ridge at Riverside in Iowa. I did not go to that. Drew was being born that weekend, but from that point on, we've really been 8 to 12, and then last year we went to 20, and it's really crazy to think about that we are going to almost guaranteed bringing 28 this year.
Yeah, that's just a huge amount of people playing golf, and we're going to have a ball, though.
Yeah, I can't
wait. We're going to go to Spirit, we're going to tear it up, and that also means the individual tournament's going to be worth just a little bit more money this year.
It's going to be worth more. So maybe some more places paid out as well. You know, it's going to be interesting this year because we're going to play it a lot different. So
yeah, let's get into that. Format is changing a hair.
So all you guys that are going to Spirit Hollow, most of you have heard this, but we're changing the format for all those that are listening and going, what are these idiots talking about? Here's what we got. So for years and years now, over 11 years, this would be the 11th trip that we've had a golf trip Memorial Day weekend on Friday and Saturday. And for about the last 8 years or so, we've had a Ryder Cup and a handicap tournament. And this year, so almost every other year we have had a handicap tournament that is the first 18 on Friday and Saturday. But due to the basically the amount of people that are going, we're going to play a whole handicap on Friday. But the other thing that's kind of cool about that with the Ryder Cup is we're going to play two different singles matches on Friday. And yep. Singles is where it gets, I think, is the funnest part of the whole Ryder Cup. And then we're going to change things up. First time we've ever done this, on Saturday morning, we're going to play two-man scramble as part of the Ryder Cup. And Griff and Trav, if you're all listening, this is going to be really interesting as a captain to figure out how you're going to put this together.
Yeah, that's big. So Griff and Trav are the Ryder Cup captains this year, and they have to deal with that. It's a whole new format. Really, I mean, Ryder Cup's going to come down to that.
And I think it's really interesting, too, as a team. Like, how do you set your team up? Do you put, you know, AJ and Trav on a team together, knowing that they could place you against, you know, two of the lesser golfers? Or do you go with an AJ and one of the lesser golfers and try to make 14 even teams? It's going to be really interesting.
Right, and who are just two randoms that might pair up just great together and be a great scramble team, yeah. Two-man scramble team that you never know. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but it's good that we're switching it up and trying something new.
It is.
We got to play faster golf on Saturday, so this is how we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, we're taking more guys, so you have to play faster golf on Saturday, yep. So this is the way you do it. You scramble it up, whether it's a four-man scramble or a two-man scramble, you never know. We could have seven four-man teams, or you could
have 4-man teams.
Yeah,
or seven. No, we're gonna have seven. So yeah. 7, 28. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
It's gonna be fun for Trav and Griff picking teams, and then it's gonna be fun for the big scramble. What is? I've told Michael. I told Ryan this. What does everybody talk about on the way home, AJ?
Usually the big scramble.
Well, yeah, I always talk about next year.
Well, besides that, you always talk about what do we have most fun in? The scramble.
Yeah, it's always
the
scramble.
Everybody always has fun in the scramble. So let's just scramble it up. The more scramble, the better, in my opinion. Now, you're still getting you good golfers on Friday. You know, you're playing your own ball, that shit. But, and then Saturday comes, and it's.
I think it'll be a blast. I think I honestly think the two-man scramble is something that we're going to talk about for a long time. So I think that will be really fun. Now, granted, I'm saying this expecting that we're going to have a lot of, like, even teams. I mean, it's not going to be fun if it's me and some lesser golfer against AJ and Trav because we're going to get smoked. But if it's even teams, that's something we're going to talk about. And, of course, we always talk about the four-man scramble.
The scramble is what everybody talks about on the way home. I mean, everybody who's listened to our pods heard about Griff making a big long putt. That was in a scramble. You've heard about Griff making a COVID hole-in-one, quote-unquote. That was in a scramble. You've heard about, you know, all that crap. That was all in a scramble. AJ holing out from ADR.
I was
that
hoping
was in
somebody
scramble.
Was
going to
say
God,
something.
I got to.
Hold on. So AJ holes out from 60 yards. And
80.
But what made it even better is the whole time. So one of the great things about the scramble is unless you're the first or the last group, like there's three groups in the middle that can talk to each other because you're all
you're
all
interacting the whole time.
The greatest thing about that is we were talking just so much smack because Trav had hit one to 6 inches, like it, just pickup.
That ain't good enough.
And we're just yelling. Of course, we're yelling at the group in front of us and we're yelling at the group behind us. And then I look and see this ball. I'm setting on number 7. So this was on number 6 at Spirit Hollow. I'm setting on number 7 tee block, actually getting ready to hit. And I see AJ hit this. I'm like, that's all over it. And, yeah, 100% hold it. And I still – it's the second worst hole out that I've witnessed at Spirit Hollow. Mm. The first being Trav, who we had
two,
a big –
Was that 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago. So number 8 at Spirit Hollow is a par 4. And we had – You know,
it was
the
it was 120 yards.
He was probably 125 yards.
No,
out.
It was 110 yards. I remember because I declined playing because I had a kind of a rough night the night before, and I was sitting at the bar, and I finally got tired of sitting at the bar by myself. So I said, I'm just going to walk out there, and I walk out, and then if you take out from the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Take it right and yep. Just head straight.
Well, I walked up hole 9.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually assuming you guys would be on 9, but you weren't there yet. You were on 8. So walked up hole nine. There was people playing nine, and I just walked right up the fairway, like just acted like they weren't there. And I looked like a zombie anyway, so it didn't matter. But then walked up to eight, and I think it was the very first shot I saw when I got up there was Trav. And I kind of asked him, I said, what do you got here or whatever? And he explained the situation and knocked it right in the hole.
Yeah.
Well, so this was a big money shot, by the way. So I actually, one of the very few shots they used of mine, I hit one to about 6 feet. So we're like 100%, we're going to birdie this. We're thinking no worse than tie. And he and I actually had drove up. I'm setting on
the green.
Yeah,
you're on the green. Yeah.
I'm setting on the backside of the green when he does this. Green pins on the front right, and he bounces it. And I'm like, I know it's all over it, but it bounces, and it takes a little bit of a right bounce and bounces right in the cup for a freaking eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and takes all your money right
takes
there.
Takes all our money.
Yeah, that's amazing. But that's, man, that's just what makes spirit
so awesome.
That's
what makes
it great. Yeah.
This trip is so awesome, man. And we're talking about it tonight just because we're trying to figure out. We're going from 20 to 28 guys now, AJ.
Yeah, it's such a huge trip. And, yeah, the main thing, we have to actually finalize everything with Spirit Hollow.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week. So.
And we talked about it last year is you know, we kind of – on Saturday, we kind of took a lot of time on a couple holes there. And, you know, Jason, who's up at Spirit, who we talked to, he's kind of our guy. And, you know, he took an ass eating because we were taking a while on a couple holes. And some guys behind us were bitching, and Jason took the ass chewing. And, you know, what's he supposed to do? I mean, he's got 20 guys at the time, and 28 guys are going to go back next year. You know, what's he supposed to do? He's not going to sit. He's going to sit here and take the ass eating and say, yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry you're mad that these guys took a little bit. But you know what? I mean, we got, you know, X amount of dollars from them.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, us showing up there, it's a big weekend for them because, I mean.
It's a huge hit for Spirit because, you know, you're getting 20 guys from Monroe, and now you're going to get 28 guys going next year. And at the first of the year, we're going to call and go ahead and book this thing. And it's a fun trip for all of us. We all love it. Spirit has to love us going. I mean, they're getting a ton of money from us. And we have a ball. We can stay right there on the golf course. It's a perfect situation for both, you know, for Spirit Hollow and Monroe guys.
Yeah, and we can't quit talking about it either.
I mean, it's December 29th, and we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, and so we promote the hell out of the golf course. And, yeah, I know they love us up there, and it –
And you know what? We've talked about it. I mean, we have 28 guys going, and we probably could legit have 34, 36 guys go on this trip.
Yeah.
Because everybody in Mosswood listens to our pod, and they hear us talk about this golf trip, and there's so many guys that want to go. You know, we just can't do it. You know, I mean, we can stick to about 28. We'll try 28 this year, and if we can take any more next year, about 32 is the tops that the club can hold.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're going with 28, and I mean, maybe we can figure out how to get more. But either way, it's just awesome that we can get 28 guys that are good friends all together to go up there and just have a weekend and just have a ton of fun. And really, and it's all about the golf, too. There's a casino there and all that, but really, it's all about the golf. We don't really... I mean, few of us go to the casino or whatever, but it's not like what you would think it would be. You know, I think you would leave the golf course, go have just a great night at the casino. Like, we put it all out there at the golf course.
Yeah.
That's really how we do it.
Well, I mean, it's like we talked. By the time you get done playing golf all day long on a Friday or on a Saturday, I mean, by the time you're done, you really don't feel like going to the casino. You feel like getting done playing golf, you played 45 holes, you kind of hang out, sit by the fire, and maybe play euchre or play dirty space and go to bed.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, well, some guys love going to
some guys do.
I can promise you, I will make this statement right now. Casino, not happening this year for me. And if you two are going to be there, if you see me thinking about going to the casino, you grab me. Now, granted, I won some money last year, but I don't need to be any part of that.
Yeah, it makes the whole weekend longer.
Yeah, so I will say this, though. You're talking about, like, time and what this. One of the things we really have to focus on this year is we're going to play these two-man scrambles, and it's going to make it faster than it has been in the past. So every other year we've ever went on Saturday. So Friday we go, and there's typically not a whole lot of golfers on Friday at Spirit Hollow. Last year, and of course it was 40 degrees, and it was literally the worst conditions I've ever played golf in last year when we played there. But typically, I mean, every other year we went, Friday is pretty quiet. Saturday is really where they start picking it up. And I think the one thing we really got to be focused on this year is we're going to play these two-man scrambles, but it's going to be, especially since it's handicaps out of it, so there's no other thing other than the Ryder Cup, we really got to be focused on, you know, if you're out of the hole, pick up, go to the next hole.
Fast golf is going to be key, and that's because, I mean, there's 28 of us there. We're taking up the first, 7 tee times?
Yeah, and that is the other thing, too, is we are going to be having to start at the crack of dawn each day. So
Yeah, that should be fine.
On that, what do we leave normally, Michael, on 5 a.m.?
So we're going to be leaving at 4:30 this
year. Yeah.
4:30, which I drove last year, not an issue, and realistically –
You're getting up at 5, what's the difference between
and,
4?
You know, and I'm looking at these guys that have been going before.
We've never had an issue.
12 years of going to the – or
hell, 11 years ago, we had Trav bring a damn party bus, which was the coolest thing in the world.
So 10 years of doing this, I don't think we've – other than Ryan every now and again trying to show up at the – like right – and he was never late, but he'd try to show up right on time and rock – right into the front seat of whatever vehicle we were taking. Because back in the day, we would only take one vehicle. We'd take Aaron Vinson's van because we didn't have that many. But now we have 28. So,
yeah, 28.
So me and Ryan are going to have to work out vehicle-wise how that's going to go. But it's going to be a blast. It's like I said, this is year 11. I've been to 10 of them. Or I've been to 9 of the first 10. And there's never been one time where I've regretted going. It's been a blast every time.
I'm looking forward to it. So I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of these new changes or whatever. But you know what else I'm looking forward to this year? We're going to have our first hole-in-one this year. I just got that feeling. You know,
I got a feeling I'm going to hit it.
You really?
No, well, I don't know. You said
no, I probably will. I'll take that $2,700.
Yeah.
No problem.
$2,700 is what that's
I promise
be.
You, if I win it, I will not bring any of it home. I'm going to the boat, and I will blow it all, or I'll walk away with $1 million.
Well, first thing you're going to do is cover everybody's tab.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. I'll buy y'all every beer you want. That's no doubt. But. Yeah.
And that's going to cost pretty close to $2,700.
Yeah. Probably. Grand at least.
The thing I'm interested in the fact of, like I said, the first time we ever went was 4. There's 4 of us. It's me, the original.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever think this thing would get from 4 guys to 28
Absolutely
guys?
Absolutely not.
And Michael, honestly, you could go, you could probably go 32 to 36 if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, 32 is the max there, but I think that we could easily do 32. That's not an issue. Now, I don't want to do it this year, and I'm not even really sure that we ever want to do it, but we could do 32 for sure. But, like, where I was going with that is the first group was me and Ryan and Shane and Dave. That was the original OG. And then the next year, there was, 16 of them, and they went to Riverside. Then it came back to Spirit Hollow, and it was 8 to 12, and that kind of – we went to Innsbruck a couple years because we had some issues with Spirit Hollow. But what I'm really interested in this year, and this is something for you guys because you guys came in later, is to see how these new guys are. Because the craziest thing in this – is outside of a couple issues we had with some people that they actually were not asked to go back. We've never had a situation. I don't know if we've had less than 2 people that have said that they don't want to come back once they start.
We've had a good group of guys. AJ, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that. I'm going to skip right over that and just go on to a little different deal that Michael talked about. And He talked about, you know, going to Innsbruck. I know years ago they went to Innsbruck.
We've been to Innsbruck twice, I think 13 and 15. Now, the first time we went was our choice. We just like, we'll try something different. Now, granted, you got to realize that this was before Spirit Hollow had rooms at the course. This is when they had it at the casino. And then in 15, we decided to go to Innsbruck. We kind of were forced to go to Innsbruck because we got good deals at Innsbruck. And at that time, Spirit Hollow had a four ball, had the Iowa four ball that same weekend at Spirit Hollow. So we absolutely could not go. So Innsbruck was the kind of cost effective choice. But really, since 15, we've been to Spirit Hollow every year. Now, granted, it's only been, they had rooms only for about 3 years. We never had enough to fill the rooms. We had 12 or whatever. And then they built the cabins about 3 years ago, and that really is what allowed us to go really higher.
Here's my thing with Spirit Hollow is I love going on this trip because we can stay right there at the golf course. I mean, Spirit, it holds 16 in the clubhouse, 16 in two cabins. You know, I think it's eight apiece in the cabin. So for me, that's kind of a deal breaker. I don't have to leave the golf course.
Now, granted,
that's a big deal.
That makes the trip off.
You don't have to leave. When you literally pull in, you drop your clubs off, and you know you take your bags to the room or whatever, you know, first thing in the morning, but when your clubs are there, I mean, there's a lot of times that you do not touch your clubs until you come back, you know, on Saturday, and you're taking your clubs off the bag put them in the van to go home.
Now, a couple years ago, the lodge only held 16, but all of a sudden, somehow, it held 20.
Yeah, yeah. What was that, 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Because now, they had the cabins then, but
are you talking about when me and Varith?
Yeah.
So he's talking about to our audience listening to me and Farith and Bronson Schaefer and I don't even remember
maybe Yogi.
We weren't going last minute. We were going. We hopped in, and so we're all sitting down there. We're playing euchre, and there's like this little room that's outside of like kind of where the
it's. I'll explain. So it is the absolute best clubhouse room I think I've ever
seen. It is awesome. Yep.
It's a wide open.
There's been a lot of money won and lost.
They
in
have
this
a
room.
Card table. It's wide. They have a fire. It is like all kinds of room. Like all 16 guys, if you're staying in the lodge, could all hang out there and have a great time.
Yeah, TV right there too. You can have sports on, whatever you need. Yep.
Was this was 2 years ago, Michael?
This is 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and me and Bronson and Yogi and Grant Varith were supposed to stay in like the Motel 8 or whatever. We'll leave the light on for you. And we were supposed to stay in one of them.
That's right, Motel 8. Yeah. That is exactly what it was.
It was. And so we end up staying in this hotel, and we're like, we'll just all break up and all stay in a random room. There's still a pull-out couch on every room, so it's not like, you know, you're sleeping between two dudes. Everybody's got a bed or a couch. So me and Varith go and stay in this room with Michael and Jeremy Moss, and Yogi and Bronson stay in another room, and it wasn't a big deal at all, but we had to, it's like Michael said, we had to kind of sneak on there, because there is, in that room that he's talking about with this fireplace and you're playing cards, there's security. Spirit Hollow has a security guy.
There is a guy that has sat there, gosh, I mean, we ever since they've had the lodge, which I think was probably 15 or 16 when we started staying there, they have a guy that sits there the entire time. Now, granted, we spend so much money there, and this guy is cool. Like, I've talked to this guy multiple times. He's cool.
And he doesn't scare anybody. I mean, he's not a security guard that, like,
he also isn't scared of anybody.
Yeah. Too. Oh, well, he shouldn't be. He's humongous.
Yeah.
But he sits at this table and, you know, never has once, like, mentioned anything about us being loud or whatever. Now, granted, we have 97% of the rooms every time, but.
And it's 20 Monroe guys, so, you know, we're loud, you know, we're obnoxious.
And every time there's been a card game at that, so they actually have a legit poker table. Now, granted, we don't normally play poker, we play euchre or dirty spades or whatever, but, yeah, we're loud, we're drunk, and that's just how it happens. But yeah, you know, we talk about this, and
it's December 29th, and we're talking about our spirit hobbit
trail. Well, we're going to go outside, and it's going to be like slick roads getting back. So this is the perfect time, in my opinion, to talk about it, because you have to have something to get you through December months. Now, it's great that we're out here at the golf room, you know, that it worked out that we're sitting here and playing golf, and I'm getting ready to get out of here and hit another couple shots on this number five at Spirit Hollow. But it's a great trip. And the thing that I think about it for me personally is, you know, really for Mosswood starts golf in May. The very first week of May is always the one, man. I've never played in it. If my daughter's not playing softball, I'm going to make my first appearance, and I'll shoot dead last in whatever the lowest flight they have in it. But, you know, the way I see it is we book this in January. In March is when we can start booking our rooms, and it's something to get us through those kind of dull months, you know. And then we get to March, and, you know, it gets us through it, but it's also the funnest weekend I have. I love the four man, and I know AJ will tell me how much he loves the one man, but this trip for me is the funnest trip, like the funnest weekend of golf for me, because we're with 28, like, you know, we got 28 this year, but, and I'm sure it'll be the same, but you're with 20 guys that are all, like, we're all friends with each other. They're all fun to hang around with. And, I mean, that's what I look back. Like, when I look back, it's not that I play terrible, which I do every year. That's a given. But it's the fact that I'm playing with guys. I have a blast. I get to talk to guys that, you know, like, take a guy like Trav. Me and Trav talk every now and again, but you know, Spirit Hollow, we're in the same group, and we just, you know, we have a blast. And that's what I think is the greatest thing about the Spirit Hollow trip is we have 20 guys that all get along. And
we're all Mosswood guys at the end of the day. This is what I told Baggett and Butler the other day. I said, what's cool about – I told Brian Williams this. What's cool about it is, you know, we all go, and you got your group of Mosswood guys, you know, that play in the Mosswood golf tournaments, and you go and you play in Kirksville or you play in Marceline or something, and you have another group of guys that plays in the Mosswood deals, and you feel like they're kind of family. I mean, I'm not kind of being a douchebag, but I'm just saying they're kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I know you, you know, Brian Williams or Ryan Williams or Baggett or Butler or AJ or Michael or Ryan or whoever, but it's kind of like, you know, they got your back.
Oh, yeah. You feel close to them. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's easy to understand that.
If they're in another flight, let's say they're in A flight and I'm in B flight, I'm rooting on them guys for the afternoon. It's cool, you know? And you go and you play all in the morning and you see them guys on the putting green when you get done, and you go and you talk to them and you're, you know, how y'all doing, and you're, you know, however far back in A flight or whatever, but it's fun to talk to them guys. You know, you feel like you're kind of a family.
Yes.
Kind of in golf. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah.
It's cool.
It is cool, and we're lucky to have that.
We've talked about it a bunch of times about, you know, me and AJ, me and Michael, me and Ryan, me and, you know, a bunch of these guys. We wouldn't be friends if it wasn't for golf. But the cool part about it is that, you know, we all play golf, and we all play in, you know, some of these traveling tournaments, and then we're all on the same deal, and it's fun to talk about, and it's fun to have you guys kind of on my side or me on your side or whatever.
And I think that's probably, you know, there's lots of reasons that we all enjoy the game of golf, but really that camaraderie that we kind of create there, that's another reason that it's easy to enjoy it. I mean, it's a social thing. It's us people that we get along, and we honestly we do. We care about each other and want each other to do well at these things. And
yeah, and that's the thing that I think is cool too, that I was kind of getting at with other Mosswood guys playing in other tournaments, is you root for them. Whether they're in your flight or not, you kind of hope that they're they play good or they win money or whatever, it's fun to have other guys that you know and you can cheer for them.
Definitely. I agree with that 100%.
You can battle it out with them.
Right. And so even if you don't have a great day, you can eat and just turn yep. around and look and be like, oh, those guys, I'm going to root for them. And if they do well, you feel it too. You're happy for them. And,
yeah.
And then kind of pumps, builds you up also. Yeah.
And it's kind of like the same thing in our Monroe golf tournaments is if I'm going to get beat in, B or C flight, I would rather that another Monroe team win money in B or C flight than some out-of-town team. Not that I'm dogging out-of-town. I'm thrilled to death they're playing in our tournament, but I would just rather an in-town team get money, just like Kirksville would or Marceline would or Louisiana. Them guys are the same way. They would rather an in-town team win the money than an out-of-town team.
Definitely.
But
definitely, yeah.
But, it's fun to root on your hometown guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Your boys. And, for me personally, I'm looking at some of these guys going, if anyone has heard about the four-man last year, it was there's a lot of mess with the BNC flight. And I'm looking at some of these guys that are going this year, and those are the guys, because I was the one that was up on the table making some statements, and these guys came and helped and had my back, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that was quite the issue. I think everybody who plays scramble golf in the area heard about it. And, it was nice to see. Even some of those guys who were in the same, also shot out in those flights, they stood right up and said, hey, guess what? We shot out. We don't deserve any money. We shot out of the tournament. Why would we think that we deserve money if we shot out of the tournament? But we're just saying all these things that we're talking about, how nice it is to be part of this Mosswood group and this Monroe City group we do have each other's backs, and it makes trips like Spirit Hollow Trip so much better. It makes tournaments like any of the scramble tournaments that we go to, it makes it so much better. And it's cool that we get together, we do things like this, or we do things like our trip, and we keep the social aspect, a really strong part of our lives, and I'm happy to be a part of it. I know you guys are too, and it kind of feels like it's just getting started,
Yeah, I agree. And you talk about the social aspect. I got to get on that. When we also, for everybody that knows how the Spirit Hollow goes, if you don't, I'll explain it to you. So we get there basically at 7:40. Now we're going to get there at dawn. We're going to take the first tee. Time they absolutely have on Friday, and we're going to go Friday and Saturday, and then we go to Buffalo Wild Wings when we end our four-man scramble. So we end every trip we've ever went, we've ended with a four-man scramble. Then we go out to eat, and I can guarantee you one of the funnest times for me is that drive back, because we get to talk about all the fun things we've had. And that's a great thing, I think, about it is we're all friends and we all just talk about all the fun we've had. This guy hit this shot, or this guy hit this shot, or, that's what I actually, and maybe it's part of because I'm terrible and I never win money, but that is one of the funnest parts of me, driving back and just being able to reminisce about it. And we get done the end of March, and guess what? We're talking about it June, July, and hell, we're sitting here in January, or almost January, and we're still talking about, we were sitting here playing golf, and we're talking about all the fun things fun times we've had at Spirit Hollow.
Yep, you're right. I mean, I don't know. It's fun going there, and you feel like, we're kind of – it's like I've said it to AJ, I've said it a million times, but me and several guys that go on the trip, I wouldn't be friends with them if it wasn't for that. But we have something in common when it comes to that, and it's fun, and it kind of gets, me and it kind of gets your younger guys, your guys in their mid-20s to your guys in their mid-50s, 60s, kind of hanging out, doing, playing golf together, yeah. And it's fun.
And we've had that. I mean, the Innsbruck trip, we had guys from Young to Keith Paris and Danny Benson went on that Innsbruck trip. I mean, we always have these random groups, and that's the thing. You mentioned it. I mean, we have guys from – I'm looking at this list right now. Kyle Fulton,
who's 23?
24, 5.
And we have guys in their 50s that are going this year. And you know what? It will not be an issue one bit.
No, because we're all – I mean, it kind of feels like it's like I told you. I mean, just going to Kirksville, going to Marceline, going and playing in these other golf tournaments when you're kind of friends with these guys that are kind of going to Spirit or these other Mosswood guys, it kind of feels like a family, kind of. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're all there for the same reason. You're rooting for them guys. I mean, I'm rooting for – you know, Danny Benson and Keith Parrish to go win money in a two-man in Louisiana. If I'm not going to win money, I'd rather them win money than anybody else, just like Louisiana guys are you know, hoping for them guys to win money in the Monroe two-man.
No, it's cool. What we have is so cool. I kind of feel bad for all the guys that probably want to go on this Spirit Hollow trip that don't get to yet.
Here's my thing with them guys is you're never going to get my spot because I'm never getting out of this trip.
You're not getting Josh's spot.
And I hate to be a dick, but, I mean, you're probably not going to get my spot. I will have to die or something will have to be really bad for me to not go on this trip.
Yeah.
But with that being said, Michael was talking about it earlier, AJ. And so, for me, my two favorite weekends of the whole year are the Spirit Hollow trip, and it's really not a weekend because it's kind of a Friday-Saturday deal, but are the Friday-Saturday of Spirit Hollow and then the four-man, the Mosswood four-man. So what is your favorite weekend of the whole year?
So Spirit's amazing. Just that Friday-Saturday, I get so pumped up for it. I'm extremely competitive. If you know me, you probably know that I don't talk a lot about it. But if you ever just like are around,
you're a terrible shit talker.
Yeah, I'm horrible at shit talking. Yeah, but that's fine because what little bit of shit I do talk, I tend to back it up.
No, you do back it up. You back it up every time.
And but so when we take this huge group to Spirit, you know, like I love all you guys, like you're my friends and I care about all of you, but I also want to beat you really, mm-hmm. really bad.
I get it.
That's what creates my favorite weekend right there, an opportunity to go beat a whole bunch of people. So I don't know why that is. It's just I'm weird, whatever. But it's the way my brain works. And so Spirit is awesome because we go to an amazing golf course and we have a ton of fun, but it's a ton of fun based around competition. And so I really, really get into that. And then, of course, the one man comes up.
Do you like the one man more than the four man?
I maybe do. I don't know. And the only reason I think I'm saying maybe is because we didn't win the four man this last year.
Like, and you're not going to win it next year.
Yeah, but when we do win it and when we continue to win it in the future, like, yeah, it's hard to beat that. It's so much fun to get a group of four guys who come together and shoot just hit amazing shots for two straight days. And that's hard to beat. It really is. If you're a competitive person to go out, I mean, you go out and shoot 20 under par on 18 holes, it's an unreal feeling. And so, yeah, my favorite weekends are Spirit, one man, four man. But any opportunity I get to go compete on the golf courses that I love, so I care about Mosswood a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I love Spirit. And
you know what, man? I honest to God, I think Spirit is my second favorite golf course that I'm most passionate about. Obviously, Mosswood is because, you know, our home course. But, man, Spirit, we spend a lot of time and spend a lot of money playing it. I really love Spirit.
It's so good. It's,
and it is, man. It is hard and it's fun and it's a good golf course.
It's so good. It's, you know, I wonder if Spirit Hollow was someplace that had an airport, a big airport close by, like an international airport.
You've said this for a long time.
I believe that place could host a PGA Tour event. It is so, so good.
I'm glad you said that because that was exactly what I was going to ask you about is the fact that you played courses all over the place. And, you know, we get the chance to play this course in Burlington, Iowa. This is a, like, PGA level course for sure.
Yeah, legit setup is, I mean, the big holes are so big and the par threes are so tough and they can grow the rough up and you have amazing bent grass fairways and the greens are always so good. And it's hard to believe that given all the resources that, you know, the courses on tour get, if there was an airport course, I can't see one of those guys who their job is to go in and like determine if the course is good enough and the practice area is good enough. And
it is,
you know, it would be the little logistical things that, you know, the airport parking, you know, is there enough places for the players to stay, things like that. That would be the only thing that keeps Spirit from getting a big time tournament, in my opinion.
I think you're right. So anyway, with that, we're going to cancel out of this deal. Guys, had fun, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, everyone, thanks for listening in. But it's time for us to get back on the simulator. So until next time, have a good one.